I was awoken at 5 o'clock a.m. and Yahweh told me to seek his face, come before his throne, and pray. As I started to do this, he told me, go back and get your husband.
Oh, I woke up. He woke me up.
I'm sorry. He woke him. Yeah, that's right. I was sitting there with my hand on my head praying, and my husband just woke up and said, I think he said, what's wrong?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And I said, I'm praying. And then he said, well, go ahead and pray. And I said, I have to pray in tongues. I'll go out in the living room. And he said, no, go ahead. And I thought he was just going to go back to sleep. And then I started praying. And Father said, go back and get your husband. Come before the throne with your husband. So I said, he's sleeping. And he said, I don't care. Go get your husband. I have a message. Go get your husband. And I said, honey, Father said you're supposed to come with me before the throne to pray and bless my beloved Nikki. He did just that. And that's where this word came forth, because as he was holding my hand and we were interceding and praying, and I did take a whole list of things, everything from the RV, the traveling sanctuary that we're believing in faith for, to all of our personal needs. And I was asking too many questions at one time. And as you can see, I got rebuked before the whole world, because the first thing was this message was supposed to come forth. And he told my husband, that's the first thing we were to seek. And I, in complete honesty, I tell you that we had no idea this word was coming forth. We knew another message was coming, because yesterday on December 30th, the occult text that came against me was probably the strongest thus far. But as you can see, the battle is Yahweh's and Yeshua's, and the victory is ours. Because today the new word came forth to encourage, to rebuke, and hopefully to build faith in those that need faith, and those that need to repent will fall on their faces and repent and seek a closer relationship and walk with Yahweh and Yeshua before it's too late and it costs them their head.